When upsetting events occur in our lives or in the world, if we demonstrate peace rather than unconsciously act in predictable, so-called natural reactionary ways, expressing anger, frustration, violence, fear, suffering, or aggression, we are no longer contributing to the world's all consciousness. By breaking that cycle and demonstrating peace by example, we give others permission to do the same. Dr. Joe Dispenza, Becoming Supernatural. So we're up against a couple of obstacles when it comes to changing our old patterns of reacting with anger or fear. One, we've become programmed all of our lives on various and subtle levels to react that way, and that these reactions are quote-unquote human nature. And then there's another program running these patterns as well, and that is we believe if we don't react with anger or even violence in some cases that we may be perceived as weak. The paradoxical truth, however, is that it takes tremendous strength and courage to soften in these situations and to respond with compassion and empathy. That doesn't mean you don't defend yourself or your loved ones when necessary or appropriate, and that's the point. See, there's a big difference between an appropriate response and an unconscious reaction. And like anything, it takes practice and repetition. The Tibetans have a word called shenpa. Shenpa basically means to get hooked by a situation. It's an unwillingness to let go of a certain thought that can cause suffering. Shenpa happens in the tiny moment between when something happens and when you respond or react to it. In that tiny moment, if you're aware of it, you can choose to react the same way you always have, with anger or fear or aggression, or you can take a breath and respond appropriately. The more you look for these tiny moments, the bigger they seem to become, and the more time you have to form a more peaceful and appropriate response. So, the next time someone cuts you off in traffic or tries to insult you, take full advantage of that shenpa moment and realize you have a choice on how you'd like to respond. I think the world would be much better off if we all chose compassion and empathy.